Friends, good evening. Thank you so much for joining us to another NASTIC Lab for Practical Application. And today, we are going to cover the rune Rita. It is very appropriate that we talk about this rune this week, because earlier this week in our pre-chamber lecture, we dedicated our hour of conversation to speak about the law of karma. And the rune Rita and the law of karma are intimately related. And that is because each one of us, as part of our being, we carry within a derived aspect of our being itself, which is known as the internal kaom. And the internal kaom is the internal police of karma. It is that voice of the consciousness that gives us ample warning when we are about to say something, do something, think something that we shouldn't. It is that voice that gives us that necessary heads up that we may be about to go do something that may not be honorable. And it is necessary for us to keep that voice alive. Because what does happen is that even though this voice of the consciousness would speak to us, even though it would give us the necessary warning, even though it would say it in such a way that it would be clear enough for us that we need to stop and take correction in our action and the direction in which we're heading, the commitments of the ego are just too many. And the desires are sometimes just too strong. And when that happens, well, the internal kaom may speak and we may say, yes, I hear you, but whatever, and just keep going with those directions of the ego. And of course, this happens because whenever any one of the psychological aggregates assumes ownership over the human machine, well, it continues to condition itself over and over and over again. And the stronger the aggregate gets, the weaker the ability of the consciousness within it becomes to respond. So we need to have a strong internal kaom. And for that purpose, we have the rune Rita. Look what Samael tells us in his writings on the esoteric treatise of rune magic. He says, the fundamental mantras of the rune Rita are Ra, Re, Ri, Ro, and Ru. Now, we have already seen that the rune Fa is Fa, Fe, Fi, Fo, Fu. What's the real difference between fa fe fi fo fu and ra re ri ro ru? Well, it so happens that that letter R, it induces a very subtle vibration throughout the body, resulting in two things happening. Number one, the blood vibrates, and it is important that those elements of the blood vibrate throughout the body, because the blood not only carries prana, but the blood is also a symbol of the fire. When the blood is vibrating, well, the blood is the one thing responsible of carrying the necessary chemistries, nourishment material, etc., to the different glands of the endocrine system so that those microlabs can take from the blood and manufacture specific products that are necessary for the body itself. And when we are working in the transmutation of our creative energies, the fact that this blood is vibrating is something phenomenal, because we are constantly receiving those energies from above and those energies from below, and those energies are being transmuted within our own human machine. So as we combine that, and through the vibration of the letter R, we start inducing a sequential harmonic vibration in our chakras, because when we say Ra, it is true that we vibrate the chakras of the lungs, but also the thymus gland vibrates, and the thymus gland is associated to the heart. When we chant Re, well, it is the thyroid that vibrates, and the thyroid is associated to the inner magical ear. This chakra, Vishuddha, is the one that allows us to listen from within the physical body to those phenomena that are happening up in the interior realms, in the superior realms of creation. When we chant the mantra Ri, the chakras in the head, they all vibrate. So the pineal gland that corresponds with our sexual organs, the pituitary gland that is the master gland in our body, and of course, when those two are vibrating, well, we have the atom of the Holy Spirit in the pineal gland, the atom of the Christ in the pituitary gland, and we cannot forget about the atom of the Father. And the atom of the Father is residing right there in the hypophysis, in the hypothalamus. So when those chakras in the head start vibrating, not only we start developing the ability to see the things that the eyes of the flesh cannot see, but also we start preparing the faculties of the head to receive, for the head to make itself ready to receive the faculties that Samael calls very strange powers. And we will cover these very strange powers in different lectures, one of them being the Ostoskenian vision. And the Ostoskenian vision, what this does is that it allows those who have been working in their awakening of the consciousness to be able to see mysteries and phenomena of creation within the eternity. It is something marvelous. And then when we are chanting Ro, notice that we go from the thymus through the thyroid up to the pineal and the pituitary glands, and then we descend into the center of the heart, which is the chakra Anahata. It is here in the heart where we know that all of our merits are measured. We know that the chakra of the heart is the one that empowers us and gives us dominion over the element of air, which is super important. Because it is those elemental, atomic elementals of air, the ones that move the transmuted energies within our body. And last, Ru. Ru allows for the vibration of the solar plexus. And the solar plexus, well, is contained within our second brain, the enteric system. And right there, we have the spleen, which is the foundation of the vital body. We have the liver, which is the foundation of the astral body. We have our digestive system. So this creates a tremendous, marvelous impact in the body. When we are chanting these runes in this sequence, well, not only we make ourselves more capable to receive the nourishment from the three sources that we depend so much, which are the impressions, the air, and the foodstuff that we consume, but also we start allowing of the internal kaom and the being to make use of the faculties of these particular centers. So when the Kaom speaks, it is not just that feeling that you get. When the Kaom speaks, then suddenly you can hear clearly what the message is without having to do any kind of interpretation. When the Kaom speaks, you can see exactly what is it that you are about to be doing that you shouldn't, because you start working with that internal eye. See, when the Kaom communicates, you feel compelled, because we have been working all of this time through this gnosis, developing gnosis that is indeed a faculty of the heart. So this rune is very important. Very important. And Samael tells us this rune and this practice, well, the practice has the power of liberating the internal judgment. We need of the voice of our own individual and particular internal police of karma. Samael tells us we need to convert ourselves into judges of consciousness. To awaken Buddhatta. Buddhatta is the same thing as the essence, which is the same thing as the consciousness, which is the same thing as the Tathagata that is mentioned in Buddhism. So we need to awaken our consciousness. And the louder we allow this internal police of karma to speak, The stronger are the shocks that are received in the consciousness, the more responsive the consciousness becomes, and the more aware we can then be from moment to moment. Samael tells us, the present rune has the power of awakening the consciousness of the judges. And he says, let us remember what is called remorse, which certainly is the accusing voice of the consciousness. And he says, those who never feel remorse are truly very far from their interior judge. Commonly, they are lost cases. And this is something that we must avoid at whatever the cost. We need to be able to listen, perceive, hear, see the voice and the messages of the internal police of karma. Because when, friends, one thing that that may not be completely clear is that as the ego continues to harden itself, as the conditioning continues to grow in ways that are exponential, as the consciousness becomes weaker within each one of the many psychological aggregates in which it is trapped, there comes a time in which the innermost makes an effort to work the consciousness. If the innermost tries and the consciousness is not responding, and the innermost tries and the consciousness does not respond, and the innermost continues to try, and the consciousness continues to remain disconnected, what has happened is that that human machine has become then a sole instrument at the service of the ego. And the moment that happens, the innermost knows that there is not much more that it can do from the sixth dimension of creation. And as a consequence, the innermost will divorce the consciousness. When that happens, the innermost has effectively handed over that human machine to the archons of karma, and the archons of karma will use of that human machine together with its personality and the other aggregates that it has so that it can serve the purposes of karma. In some cases, it will help bring rewards, and in other cases, it will help bring the medicine that is necessary so that those who need the medicine can receive it. The moment that the innermost divorces the consciousness, there is no more. And from that point forward, the Divine Mother, based on how aggressive those psychological aggregates would be, she would continue trying to help save her child. So she would take some of those aggregates and submerge them into the spheres of hell so that that remaining consciousness will be shocked enough so that it can continue the work, hopefully to awaken. And if not, then at the time of death, it would go through its necessary judgments. And as the cycles are closed, those aggregates will be sent into the inferior realms of creation to be purified. And according to the transmigration of the souls, eventually that consciousness will emerge at the other side of the Averno to start once again in the body of a mineral. So, those who never feel remorse are truly very far from their interior judge. The voice of the internal Kaom is invaluable. It is as important as has been the voice of your father, the voice of your mother as you were growing up. And we need to continue providing power to that aspect, that derived aspect of the being, so that it can help us, shocking our consciousness, so that we can remain as aware as possible and as present from moment to moment. Samael tells us, people like that must work very intensely with the rune Rita. Thus, this is how they will liberate their interior judgment. We need with urgency to learn how to be guided by the voice of the silence, that is to say, by the intimate judge. And Samael then closes by giving us a reminder. And he says, karma is being paid not only for the evil that is done, but also for the good that could be done, yet is left undone. So for the practice that we have tonight, This is a very simple practice. As we do runes, it is very likely that we will add several runes in sequence when we are doing the work, provided that we're only going to do this exercise tonight. We're going to dedicate maybe a little bit longer so that we can make ourselves ready for this particular practice. So I am going to invite you here for a second to close your eyes. As we are sitting, just allow your feet to rest flat on the floor and allow your hands to rest comfortably on your thighs. Let's take another deep breath in. One, two. One, two. And let's go ahead and make ourselves aware of what is our current emotional state. Let's remember that whatever is our emotional state, it's not important from the perspective of having to justify it or explain it, but rather important from our ability to be there and perceive it. Whether we are joyful, content, or indifferent. Whether we are sad, frustrated, angry. Whether we are intimidated by the circumstances that surround us. Fearful, insecure. It does not matter. What is important is that in this present moment, we give ourselves the opportunity to take a seat in the director's chair so that from a third perspective, we can observe the causes, the conditions, the dramas that are taking place in our life. Because there is an internal psychological song that we are constantly singing to ourselves. And it is a psychological song responsible for the many events that happen. And the fundamental problem with our own individual and particular psychological song is that the song is hypnotic in nature. It is enchanting and it is convincing. And when we are under the spell of our own psychological song, when those primary psychological traits are wreaking havoc in our daily lives. Whether it is a primary psychological trait of anger or lust, or whether it is one associated with pride, greed or ambition, or laziness or gluttony, etc. As those egos make use of the human machine, there is always an internal voice that is trying to give us ample warning and show us where the dangers are. That internal voice is the voice of the consciousness. That internal voice is our individual kaom. That is our own police of karma. Master Samael has told us that when we eliminate the actors, namely our own psychological aggregates, when the actors are not present, the dramas cannot materialize. And our internal kaom is here to show us where the dangers are, so that we can give ourselves a single instant to observe how our thoughts have become illogical, incomplete, incoherent. To show us how our emotions have stopped being honorable and of service and have actually been projected in a very selfish way. And to show us how is it that we are depriving the human machine from being an instrument of service to other, to rather become an instrument that would serve the desires of the ego. Thus the internal kaom is not only an integral part of our being, but also an element that we must work with and rely on so that we don't bring our feet into the slippery slopes. And with that said, we will take a deep breath in. 1, 2. Let's go ahead and bring our attention down to our feet. Let's work on relaxing the human machine so that we can set ourselves in the condition in which we can best listen. That is when we are truly relaxed. As we bring our attention to our feet, will we use our objective imagination and our willpower to see that our physicality is populated by an infinite amount of little gnomes? And we will let these little gnomes walk out the soles of our feet one by one. And as you allow them to leave your body, you can immediately feel that softness, that sense of relaxation that goes from your toes along the sole of your feet, your heels and ankles, up your shins and your calves, as it reaches your knees. As we continue breathing in through our nose out through our nose. We continue focusing our attention to the soles of our feet. And as we allow those little gnomes to continue walking out of our body one by one, that softness continues to spread and propagate from our knees, in through our thighs, and as we take a deep breath in, 1, 2, we allow that relaxation to reach our hips and relax our thighs, our hips, and our creative organs. As we maintain the remembrance of self, we can still be aware enough to feel that gentle vibration, that softness in our legs. It is an inherent lightness that comes from that deep relaxation. And we express gratitude, gratefulness for it. And without identifying with those sensations, we then bring our attention back to our feet. And as we continue to allow those little gnomes to walk out of our feet one by one, with every exhalation, we feel that sensation of relaxation expanding in our abdominal cavity. And we will relax our intestines with every relaxation. We are able to deep reach your levels of comfort. As we continue to breathe in through our nose and exhale, every exhalation allows for the dissipation of any worries, any stress that may be affecting our liver, our spleen, our pancreas. As we take a deep breath in, 1, 2, we relax our stomach. We allow that sensation of relaxation to reach and relax our lungs. We relax our heart. And as we once again bring our attention to our feet, a as we continue to allow those little gnomes to walk out of our body one by one. We feel that sensation of relaxation continue to grow and reach our shoulders, and from there cascade down into our elbows, our wrists, our hands, and that sensation of relaxation to reach and saturate our fingers. As we continue breathing in through our nose and out through our nose, we make ourselves aware of the gentle vibration that inundates our physical body. And not only we take this moment to express our satisfaction and our gratitude for a new opportunity, but we also take this experience so that we can build our faith. You can be certain that this state of relaxation you can invoke at any given moment, today and in the upcoming days. And as we continue breathing in through our nose and out through our nose, in a way that the breathing becomes almost imperceptible, we once again bring our attention to our feet. And as we continue allowing these little gnomes to leave the body one by one, with every exhalation we allow for the relaxation of the muscles in our jaw, we relax our tongue, we relax our lips, relax the muscles of our face, we relax our eyes, our eyelids, and we allow that sensation of relaxation to rise from the bottom of our spine, all the way up our back and our neck. And as we exhale, we allow that relaxation to envelop our whole head. And in gratitude for this moment, we say, Divine Father, Father of mine, you who are my true being, you who are my internal God, we're here humbly at your presence asking of you begging of you with our soul and our heart that you lead us through this exercise of the rune Rita. Divine Father, we beg that you join this exercise with the creative power of your voice. We ask that you help strengthen our internal calm. We beg of you that you fortify and that you liberate our internal judgment, so that we can awaken our consciousness, so that you can awaken within us the consciousness of the judges. So that we can hear at every moment the guiding voice of the consciousness. We ask of this in the name of the Christ, by the power of Christ, by the majesty of the Christ. And we ask of this in your holy name. So be it. And very gently wiggle your toes and your fingers. And without letting go of that deep state of relaxation and maintaining that heightened level of awareness that is the remembrance of self, we will stand up. With our body, we will draw the silhouette of the letter R. That means that as we stand at attention, we will leave our right foot planted on the floor. We will allow our right arm to remain relaxed alongside the body. And we will bring our left hand onto our waist. Once there, we will spread our legs just a little. And with the tips of our toes, we will touch the ground immediately to our left. And in this posture of the Rune Rita, we will chant the mantras. Rrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr Remember that the inhalations are always done through the nose. Last time. We stand comfortably on our feet. We bring our hands to our chest, the right one over the left. And we trace the sign of the cross In the name of the Father, in the forehead, the Son, in the heart, the Holy Spirit, left and right shoulders. We bring our arms above our head until our hands touch each other, and we trace the sign of the macrocosmic star. We bring our hands to our elbows, extend our arms, and allow our hands to drop in a circular motion until the right hand and the left hand are in our chest, the right hand above the left. As we have done that, we trace the circle starting in our forehead, down to our solar plexus, up the right shoulder, to our forehead. And we finish every practice of natural magic with the rune Sig, which means that we will take our right hand and our index finger, and we will trace a sign of a lightning while chanting the mantra S. Very well. And dear friends, that brings our exercise and practice to an end. So this has been the practice of the rune Rita. Dear friends, thank you so much for joining us in our activities this week. We wish everybody a good weekend, and may all beings be happy.